All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. We are tagging today, God is Faithful Friday. And the scripture says in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, it says, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Amen. God is Faithful Friday. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell. I'm calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. So delighted and excited that each and every one of you joined us this morning. Thank you for us coming together in the spirit of unity where we can give the Lord honor and praise. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. This 27th day of July, we glorify you, God, because you're awesome in all your ways. Lord, as we travel this morning, Lord, and seeing the birds come together in unity, in formation, and with your glory presence, Father, present, we just thank you that you are taking care of us. You are faithful, oh God, in all your ways. You are faithful, giving us peace, joy, and love. You are faithful, oh God, to wash us with the blood of Jesus. You are faithful, oh God, to keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. You are faithful, oh God, and we thank you for this day as we come together in unity, giving your name glory, honor, and praise. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will help us to open our eyes and our ears to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. So with that, Lord, we're asking that you speak through the anointed speaker this morning like never before. We thank you, Father God, for the presence that you have within that person this morning, Lord God, and that they will give your name glory and praise as they speak your word in such a way, Lord God, that we all will come together in unity and allow you, God, to use us to your glory and for your honor. Father God, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa who have started this call and continued this call. We ask special blessings upon them, their loved ones, in such a way, Father God, that it is an overflow within their hearts and minds. We thank you for every person that have joined us, even the ones that had a desire. We ask you, Lord, that you keep them in perfect peace. Like this weekend, Father God, we know that you'll be with us always, and we'll be careful to give your name praise and glory throughout this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, I tell you, it's definitely been a thrill and a glorious morning this morning to seat and greet each and every one of you this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that beautiful tag, God is Faithful Friday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you from sunny Snellville, Georgia. I would love to tell you about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. PK Roberts Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our prayer general did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe share a word from the Lord, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all came about through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven. And we have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist product. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. PIN number 294-617-pound. And today is Platinum Friday, where our Platinum President, Anastasia Lewis, will be speaking. And if you need a bypass number to get the call free of charge, the number is 716-293-9707. And our speaker for today is our very own Minister Willa Peterson. And Minister Willa has been married to Gerald Peterson for 43 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy, and the grandmother to one adorable granddaughter, Karen Macia, also called Baby T. In October of 2016, Minister Willa and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida, after living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, for 38 years. Minister Willa was a member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, until relocating to Tampa. God has blessed Minister Willa to unite with and become a member of Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she's very involved with the Salvation Army ministry. Minister Willa is honored to be a part of this ministry for the many opportunities it affords her, from feeding the residents who are bused to her church every Sunday morning, for nourishment for their bodies and soul, to sharing her messages from the TMC, as well as praying about their needs and concerns. Minister Willa also serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. As a teacher with emphasis in reading diagnosis and remediation, Minister Willa left the profession to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children with special needs and as a librarian. Minister Willa resigned from the profession after a terminally ill diagnosis of her beloved mother-in-law. She returned to the teaching profession after the passing of her mother-in-law as a substitute teacher for the Chicago Public School System. Additionally, Minister Willa is a certified health coach and wellness educator. She has over 20 years of experience with knowledge of foods that nourish the body at the cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living a healthier, more productive lifestyle. Minister Willa overcame health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, and therefore is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis. Minister Willa is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa, Florida. However, most of all, she's excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show in every area of her life. Minister Willa, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca, and thank you so much for introducing me this morning with such Jesus joy. You know, I love you. And Minister Gracie, I didn't hear her, but good morning, Minister Gracie. And thank you, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, for that powerful prayer and for greeting the people of God this morning. Safe travels if you're not already to your final destination. But enjoy Louisiana. I think you said you're in New Orleans, and get some gumbo. I know it has to be vegan because of the fast, but enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Well, thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our equal opportunity nest ejector, our E1. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share the word of God with the family this morning. Oh, I just so appreciate how you use each and one of us as we soar to new heights. And TMC family, what would the call be without you? So thank you so much for joining us this morning to hear a word from the Lord that I pray will enrich you, empower you, and enable you to do the things that God has for you to do today. Well, family, one of my favorite television shows is Queen Sugar. And one of the things I like about the show Queen Sugar is the time and effort the siblings, Ralph Angel, Charlie, and Nova, are instituting to carry on the possession and legacy of the 800-acre cane sugar farm that their father established years prior to his death. They are confronted with the ongoing discrimination, prejudices, and distrust that are characteristic of the Old South and that are characteristic everywhere today. I also like two simple words that are spoken in the song in the opening of Queen Sugar, and those words are take flight. And that's what my message is going to be about this morning, is take flight. Synchronize with the words to the song, in the ending of this song, take flight, is the character Ralph Angel's son, Blue, gliding into the air as though he were taking off into the sugarcane field with an expectation of something good to come. As I thought about the words take flight, I thought about how taking flight is always going forward and not backwards. When an airplane takes flight, it is being propelled into the air. And Michael Jordan's brand of gym shoes, Air Jordans, give a visual image of being able to take flight into the air, as Michael Jordan so successfully did. And who remembers those tennis shoes, PF Flyers? Now, I just might be dating myself, but if you were fortunate enough to get a pair of PF Flyers, you just knew you would be able to run fast and jump higher. Take flight. Taking flight requires us to move forward and not backwards, which brings me to my scripture verse, on which is the focus of my message. It comes from Philippians 3:13, which reads, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press forward to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So as we take flight this morning, I invite you to board TMC flight number 2010 from your destination and heading safely to the purpose and plan that God has for your life. Our aircraft is under the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has informed me that our flying will take approximately 12 minutes. Please make sure your seat belts are fastened, your tray tables and seats are in the upright position, and all electronics are turned off or are in airplane mode. In other words, there should be nothing going on that would hinder or delay you from getting to your destination this morning safely as we take flight. On TMC Flight 2010, I do not want anything to hinder you or distract you from hearing the word this morning. Now, we know that we are imagining that we are on a flight, but with other flights that you have taken, there have been some preparations that must take place before boarding your aircraft, right? Well, that's what I will minister on, and those are the steps as we take flight this morning. Number one, you must have a destination in mind and or trust where God is sending you. The type of clothing you pack, the shoes you wear, all are all dictated by where you are going. If you are like me, you love trips that you plan. You see yourself doing the things that you plan to do. You get a vivid picture of how wonderful and relaxing the trip will be. However, there are other times when a trip out of town has not been planned. The illness of death of a loved one, whether it was anticipated or unexpected. Sometimes in life, you may not know the destination. God just says, go. These are times when we must trust God. We are not so in control of our lives when we know every detail, every step we're going to take, but God knows. As a matter of fact, I am reminded of my dear little sister, Ada Lovett Grace, who by faith moved to D.C. That was where she believed God wanted her to be. She came to my house on her way out before she left. We had prayer, and she drove off in her car with the soul packed that she looked like a college student leaving for college. Ada Lovett had no idea that God was leading her to her future husband, Doug Grace, with whom she spent the most beautiful 5 years of her life. While Ada Lovett did not make her trip to D.C. via an airplane, she did figuratively take flight because she did not let her past dictate her future. She laid hold and pressed forward to what God had for her. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Number two, in taking flight, you have to have your final destination in mind. No, you already have your final destination in mind. You know the plan God has for you, and have taken the steps necessary to fulfill a portion of that plan. You have packed your bags with weather-appropriate clothes, shoes, and everything you will need. You have arrived at the airport, and now you must get your boarding pass. However, to get a boarding pass, you must have purchased a ticket. You see, not everyone can get on that flight. You can pack your bags all you want. However, if no ticket has been purchased, you will not take flight on that aircraft. The purchase of the ticket is your qualifier, your entrance onto that particular airplane. Some of us have our favorite airlines because we're pleased with the care, perks, and cost of the flight. We become more than just a customer. We become loyal customers. God has given each of us a personal ticket, access into the kingdom of God, because of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That ticket gives us access as children of God, enabling us to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. That, my brothers and sisters, is an eternal ticket to all who believe in him. Your ticket is assurance that a boarding pass will be granted. Number three, after you get your ticket, you check your bags with the gate agent before you even get your boarding pass. Now, as my VGFF Minister Candy knows, I often overpack for trips. And I am amazed at how she can get everything in one suitcase without having to sit on it or to make it close. Well, that's not the case with yours truly. On occasion, I have been told that I have too much extra weight in my bag and must take some stuff out. And when traveling with my husband, that means putting some of my belongings in his suitcase. Unfortunately, before some of us can take flight, we must get rid of that extra baggage that we carry along with us. As I am sure you already know, that excess weight does nothing to aid in our advancement or in your advancement to the plans God has for us. God wants you and me
to give that extra baggage, that extra weight to him. Not like I do when I overpack and put it in my husband's bag. No. Give it all to God. He can handle it. God tells us, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care, anxieties upon him, for he cares for you. And that is in 1 Peter 5:7. Number four, after you have your ticket and your boarding pass, you must go through a security check to make sure that there are no hazardous or dangerous items or bottles of liquid boarding the aircraft with you. The TSA workers will scan your bags to make sure everything is in compliance. And for those who are not in compliance, the items in question will be thrown away, no matter how expensive they are, before you are able to clear the security checkpoint. How often do we abort our ability to take flight because we do not pass the security check of negativity? Our greatest enemy is not the person on the job, at church, or even in our families. Our greatest enemy is that 3-inch muscle in our mouths, our tongues. It has the power to destroy your life and can do it quicker than anyone else or anything. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. We must harness the tongue's power, for what is in the heart generally springs from the mouth. Therefore, we need to diligently guard or keep our hearts, our inner person, which controls our intellect, emotions, and will, by making sure that Christ is at home there. And Christ cannot be at home in our hearts if our mouths are constantly feeding on a diet of negative words and thoughts. You know, I love how one of my dear, very senior friends puts it. She says, every cell in my body is eavesdropping on my thoughts. God has assured us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that includes the weapon of negative thoughts Satan uses to abort the plans God has for your future. Take flight from anything and everything that Satan uses to hold you back from the word of God. Number five, one of the final steps to take flight is to take your seat. Whether your seat is an assigned seat or one that is selected on a first-come, first-served basis, I am sure you are hopeful that your seat is next to someone who is pleasant. Because there are times when you don't want to have any conversation with the person sitting next to you because they are obnoxious and rude. You may even ask if there are any empty seats so you can free yourself from that quote-unquote toxic environment in that realm. Isn't that just the way it is in life? There are just some people you must avoid because of negative attitudes, like the holy haters, the Debbie Downers. And taking flight to get to the purpose and plan God has for you, it is imperative to surround yourself with people who not only can encourage and support, but also those who will encourage, that only you can encourage and support, but also those who will encourage and support you. That is what I love so much about the Master's Call. We have become family and are here to encourage one another, bear one another's burdens, as well as laugh, love, and rejoice with each one's accomplishments. I love how we do it because it's just as 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another just as you are also doing. We here at TMC are taking flight and pursuing the plans God has for us. Well, family, this flight has been cleared to land. Welcome to your destination aboard TMC Flight 2010. The local time is 8:24 a.m. Eastern Time, and the climate is conducive for pursuing the plan God has for you. Please check receipt for any personal belongings you may have brought on board with you, such as the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. On behalf of TMC and the entire crew, I'd like to thank you for joining us on this trip as we took flight to take hold of the plans God has for you. It was my pleasure to be of service to you this morning. We look forward to seeing you on board again Monday morning. Be sure to stay for the praise and prayer request time that we have. Have a God-inspired and prosperous day. Back to you, host.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that profound word on taking flight. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. And I know, TMC family, you'll be listening to the replay as well as sharing this with others. I know I have several people in mind to share it with myself. But TMC family, let us join together and lift up all of our prayer requests to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you so much, Lord, for your wonderful goodness and your wisdom, Lord. Thank you for knowing us, Lord, and loving us. Thank you so much for all the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord, in the Master's Call and in Minister Willa. Lord, thank you for giving her that word to share with us, Lord, and thank you for blessing her and doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, Lord, and just blessing her and her family and her community into overflow, Lord, with your full blessing. Thank you so much for our Dr. PK Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Artist Life. Lord, thank you for continuing to give us wisdom and revelation, Lord, and just always just being with us, Lord. We also lift up all of our family members who are going through any kind of sickness. Lord, thank you for healing them and for just restoring them, Lord, in every single part of their body. Thank you, Lord, for comforting our bereaved families as only you know how to. Thank you that that you have their loved ones right there with you, Lord, and we are just enjoying your time with them. Thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for continuing to just do something super special and supernatural for each one of us, Lord, and for your wonderful love and wisdom that you've given us. Lord, we just agree that your kingdom come and your will is done right here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-pound. Again, that playback number is 712-432-1085. Our new morning motivational call is up next at 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And again, our Platinum President Anastasia Lewis will be sharing today on that call. But today is Friday, and so we will be continuing with our second part where where you can share your prayer request and your praise report. And our Dr. Vanessa will pray in agreement along with you. And you will hear her voice right after the benediction. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Willa, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with a benediction?
Yes, I will, Minister Rebecca. James 1:2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So, Father, we thank you this morning that as we took flight, as we continue to take flight, we know that Satan is not happy with the things that you have for us to do, but we come against that with the name of Jesus. We hold fast to the plans that you have for us. We look ahead and not behind. Father, thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. Thank you for the purpose that you have for their lives, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for success. We thank you for being able to go forward. We thank you that we know that you are leading and guiding us as we take flight to live the life of excellence that you have called us to have. We thank you for the wisdom that you have given us, the knowledge and the understanding. Now, Lord, we ask you bless everyone going out and their coming in this weekend, that you keep them and their families in your safekeeping. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never, ever, ever loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, my family, we are going to stay over for your prayer requests and your praise reports. But as I always, always say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. Have a blessed weekend. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Well, Dr. Vanessa is not here, but Dr. PK is. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you so much for that powerful message. And I've just been thinking, how in the world can I use that? Where am I going to use it? The first time I give you credit, the second time it's going to be all mine. Absolutely wonderful. Take flight. Very, very, very well done. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, good morning, TMC family. God bless you. God bless you. I am so, so glad to be with you this morning. As you know, this is the prayer and praise time as we end our week. Dr. Vanessa normally takes this call every Friday, but as you know, all of us need a little break and a little rest every now and then. Somebody say amen. This morning, I'd like to thank our prayer general. God bless you, my dear Minister Brenda Terrell, down there in that New Orleans town with all of that good gumbo. See if somebody can make you a vegetable gumbo, girl, and just enjoy yourself. Enjoy, family. Have a good time. And I pray God's choicest blessings up on you and your family as you all celebrate this weekend. I am so, so glad I am not in your shoes. Well, I thank God today also for our Georgia Queen, Miss Rebecca, Minister Rebecca. We all miss Minister Gracie, but I am sure that you are happy that summer is here and you don't have to go to school every day and all of that, and she is too. So she is taking a break also. We all, as I said, need a break. We thank you for sharing with us and the ministry that you provide with this great community. You all, I am so, so psyched, as you can tell. I am hyped up with the Lord. This is the fifth day of our consecration. This is the fifth day of this fast, and Lord have mercy. The testimonies that are already coming in are over the top, super fantastic. People are already reported that, hey, the prayer request that I gave is already answered. Can I end mine? No, you can't end yours. You got to stay in here for the corporate. For all of us, you know, but I'm happy to hear that some prayers are being answered and that people are absolutely taking this serious and enjoying at the same time as they are learning what it is, thus said the Lord, for not only them, but for others. I am so thankful for each of you. I need to report that we are right now up to 20 participants. This is the most that I've had on a fast since I started this. September will be 3 years ago, and every quarter we will continue. And so I am just so thankful for each and every one of you and for what you have been doing. Now, if you have a praise report or if you have a prayer request, we are going to ask that you come into the queue so that we can receive your, hear what it is that you would like to share with us, what you would like to pray about. And, yes, I normally do talk so that, Pastor Vanessa normally talks until the queue fills up. So I'm just trying to do like her, but I didn't open the queue. Now I see the queue is open, and Mother Blackwell is on. You are unmuted, Mother Blackwell. You can start talking. God bless you. We are glad that you are here.
God bless everyone listening to my voice, and I thank God to have this wonderful opportunity to ask for a prayer. I told someone yesterday that I would ask for his 90-year-old mother. His name is David. I did not get the name of his mother. He was very concerned. She has to have a brand new pacemaker put in this morning. She has to go in for surgery for them to do it early this morning. He has been such a wonderful help to me. I've been taking aqua therapy, and he's been right there to assist and to help my daughter as she helped do exercise for me. And I want to give a praise report. I know you said to wait, Dr. PK, but I'm so excited because my ankles have started moving, and for somebody that
Good God of mercy.
Yes. I can't hold it. I just had to share that I snuck that one out. I'll have more to report later. So in Jesus' name, I better get off. I let some more out to pass.
Oh, my goodness. That makes my heart go pitter-patter. My heart is smiling, and you can hear the laughter. Thank God. That is just, oh, my goodness. I told you I'm going to see you strutting across that stage.
I am
looking forward to it, Mother Blackwell. Good Lord of mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Well, we would definitely put David's 91-year-old mother on the prayer list. God knows her name and knows your heart. God bless you. We love you. And you're doing okay on the fast, huh?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And even my daughter joined me, Sheree, and we're trusting God that God will answer her heart's prayer, too. She's trying to lose weight, and she's already lost 1 pound, and she is so excited and ignited. Also, she takes me to aqua therapy, and she swims about 4 laps, so thank you. It's encouraged her as well, and it's good
well,
to have her.
Well, praise God. That is good to hear, Mother Blackwell. All righty. So tell her that we are praying for her, and we are so happy that she has joined us. All right.
Yeah. Thank
God
you.
God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All righty. Let's see. We have Miss Jackie, Minister Jackie up in Indiana. Would you come front and center, please?
Can you hear me, Pastor PK?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Jackie. How are you?
I am fantastic this beautiful morning that God has made, and I am rejoicing in it.
Good. Super fantastic.
I am calling, and again, I am lifting up Tia Coleman this morning. In just a few moments, in less than 30 minutes, they will start having the viewing services for her husband and her 3 children. So keep this lady lifted in prayer because she lost so many family members this weekend she lost, I mean last weekend she lost 9 family members, and she will be laying to rest this morning, her husband and her 3 children. And I know that that is something very hard for her to bear. And then tomorrow, the rest of the family will be buried. We'll have their services tomorrow. So just please keep this Coleman family in prayer and lift it up before God as they go through and endure this tragic time in their life. But let them know that God is still with them no matter what. And I will just keep her lifted as well. I do want to thank the community. I give a praise report because the community has been so wonderful to this woman. She made a statement that she would love to see the men in the family buried in white tuxedos, and one company stepped forth with no hesitation and provided the white tuxedos, and they are absolutely beautiful for every male of that family. The community has come out and helped her with expenses and just anything that she can want. They have been there to support her. So I'd like to commend the city of Indianapolis for stepping forth and being there for this family as well. But there is still a hurt and a sorrow there that we're going to lift up and help her get through this, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Jackie, how old is she?
She was in her husband was 40, and I think she was about 39 or 40 herself.
Okay.
One-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son, and a 9-year-old son, and her husband was 40.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, help a God. We know that God can do anything, and when it's too tough for us, it is just right for God. So this is too tough for us. We don't understand this. And I'm so glad to hear. My heart is still pitter-pattering here that the community has stepped up and that so many people. I have a prayer warrior she preached on our prayer call a couple of months ago, Apostle Phyllis, and she and her prayer team was praying because one of her prayer members happened to be cousins to Sister Coleman, Mrs. Coleman. So we thank God that people are surrounding her all over the world, all over places. Just anybody who hear that story will want to step up and say, Lord, have mercy. So we thank God that there are secret prayer warriors that's praying for her that she gets the strength she needs to go forward. Okay. Do we have anyone else who would like to come in the queue and give your prayer request or praise report? The queue is open, and as you all know,
Dr. PK, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I got you. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. I apologize for the background noise. This is Minister Brenda, and I just came through New Orleans to pick up my cousin Antoinette, and
yes.
I'm asking prayer that you pray for us safe travels. We're headed 4.5 hours to Shreveport to our family reunion. And did you have a prayer request, Antoinette?
Yeah, I would like to pray for my family, my brother that's going through back pain and stuff like that. And my daughter, that's a nurse, that she's going through some little problems right now, and I pray for them as well.
Her brother's name is Daryl, and her daughter's name is
Anisha.
Thank you so much. I'm going to mute out because I know we got background noise.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Okay.
I want you all to know, I want you to have a super fantastic family reunion, Antoinette. And don't you tempt my dear prayer general too much with that seafood gumbo. You all look for her some vegetable gumbo, okay?
It's all good, Dr. PK. We got it covered.
You all be careful on the road. You know, I had to just throw that in there. I love you, Minister Brenda, and thank you for your commitment to the kingdom. You are an absolute frontline prayer warrior, and we love you so much. So you all be careful and have a wonderful time, okay?
Love you too, and thank you so much. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, do we have any other prayer requests here this morning? Any other praise reports that you would like to share with the group?
I got one more thing I forgot. I know my cousin in Indianapolis, Faye, was trying to get on last time. If I told her to hit *6 and one, she wanted to share her testimony. I don't know if she's on right now. But I do know she,
Star 6 and 1, Faye, if you are on so that we can hear you. There is Miss Alice. There she is. You are open.
Hello.
And ready to speak to us. Yes, ma'am.
Dr. PK, how are you this morning?
I am so glad to hear you come on here this morning, Miss Alice, Faye.
Thank you so much. Yes, I tried to get through last week, but I wasn't able to. But I bless the Lord for allowing me to do it this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to first thank the Master Call family for praying for me in 2012. My cousin Brenda Terrell. She asked for prayer for me during that time. I went through a lot, open heart surgery and seizures and strokes, and I was in a coma for a while, but the Lord brought me through all that. So now I'm I was diagnosed with breast cancer for the second time. The first time was in 2010. So this year, in 2018, in February, I was diagnosed with breast cancer again. And right now, I'm on hormonal therapy, which is oral pill. They didn't want to do surgery because I have, you know, other health issues going on, and they are trying to shrink the tumor from the medication that I'm taking. But a week and a half ago, I did have an ultrasound of that area in my breast, and it has gotten bigger. So my doctors are back to trying to decide what they need to do. So I'm asking that my Master Call family will be in prayer for me so the Lord will, you know, bless and help the doctors to figure out the right plan for me.
Well, we will definitely do that. And I know that you have, first of all, you have a track record with the Lord and what he can do in healing. He has done it before and he can do it again. And then the next thing is you have a wonderful, wonderful health coach in your cousin, Brenda Terrell. So whatever she tells you to do, as Mary told the people about Jesus, whatever he tells you to do, do that thing. So whatever she tells you to do, I'm here to tell you, be on board with her, and we are believing God. We aren't going by
Thank
what
you.
We see. We're going by the word of God, and we are believing him for complete healing
yes.
for your body, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. And I do have
you.
A wonderful coach, as you said, Brenda Terrell. I thank God for her that she's in my life, and I just thank God because He has brought us closer in the right time, and I truly need her. And I know God will always send us when we need something, and we know the Lord, he will send us whatever we need. Bless the
Absolutely.
Lord.
Absolutely. And we have you on our list for prayer during our fast. So we are believing God
to
you. Move in a mighty way for you, Sister Faye. I'm so glad that you are here. You sound so strong. You sound good. And so we are believing God for a complete healing for you, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Now you have a blessed day, blessed weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you as well. Anybody else before we close up today and get ready to go into prayer? Do we have anyone else who would like to
Dr. PK, this is Willa.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Willa.
Yes. Again, good morning, family. I wanted to lift up my friend's family. Her name is Patricia Cheeks. I mentioned it on Tuesday that her grandson died of an asthma attack. He's 15 years old. He was 15 years old. His name is Andrew. And they're doing services for him this weekend. So please keep the Cheeks family in prayer. I think that's, and as always, please keep Jesse Brumfield in prayer. And of course, Doug and the entire family of Ada Levette Grace. That's it for me. Love you, family. Thank you.
You were wonderful this morning. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
We,
the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen. Jesse, we have not heard from her yet, Mother Jesse. Have you heard from Mother Jesse?
No, I called her and still have not heard from her.
Okay.
So I will reach out to her daughter, and I will be reaching out to Doug again as well. I'll give you an update as soon as I talk to them. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate
You're welcome.
That. All righty. Okay, everybody. All hearts and minds are clear. Are we ready to roll into our prayer this morning? I would that, I don't know if Miss Tiffany could give us a song before we pray. I know she's getting ready out there on that West Coast to go to work. But if she could, she's more than welcome to come into the queue and say and give us a little something for me to go into prayer. Listen, let me tell you all something. As we are in this time of prayer and fasting, as we are seeking God and turning our plates down on things that we absolutely love, I want you all to know that this is this time right now, oh my God, I just have a sense of expectancy down in my soul about what God is preparing for his children and getting us ready to receive, embrace, and go forth in. You all be ready, not get ready, just be ready for what God is going to do. Be ready to give the testimonies. Be ready to be one to stand on the front line and stand and speak out for the Lord. Be ready. Be ready. Because God is going to do some phenomenal things for each and every one of you. Somebody say, amen. I know she's right. I'm feeling it down in my sanctified soul as well. Okay? With that being said, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, holy God, you are God all by yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you and we give you honor. We give you praise. We come today worshiping you and bowing down before you. We come asking, God, that you will hear our prayers today. You are a God who can do anything. The question was asking Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for God? God, it feels too hard for us, for a mother in her 30s. And a wife to bury her husband and three children. And then on tomorrow, bury five or six other relatives. God, that's too hard for us, but it's not too hard for you. We're so thankful that we have someone we can go through and go to so that we can go through situations like this. And so, God, we lift the Coleman family up to you right now. We ask, holy God, that you bless, Lord, that you fill the void, Lord, that you use this thing for your glory. Only you can take a disaster like this and turn it around and get the glory. Get your glory out of this, God. Get you some glory out of this. And help us to see your hand move. Help us to see your hand move, because we know your heart. We know your heart for us is good. We know that all things work together for our good. You told us in your word, and we stand on it. But God, we can't see it with our natural eye. The human part of us can't see it. So help us to see you get the glory out of things that we don't understand. This is one of them. So we lift the Coleman family up. We lift that Indianapolis community up to you. We lift them up and ask God that you work a miracle. Hey, glory to God in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you this morning for our own Minister Jackie, who loves her community there. And we ask that you continue to allow her to be a light in that community. Give her words of wisdom to speak in this situation. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, God, we thank you for Mother Blackwell. We thank you, God, that, oh, God, that you have her ankles moving. So, therefore, we know the next thing, God, is for her knees to be moving. Hallelujah. We thank you today that after all of these years of being wheelchair-bound, she, her ankles are moving. God, so we are expecting. We are in expectancy. We are expecting a mighty move in her body. We thank you and we just praise you that she loves you so much. She put her stuff aside and she come asking for David's 90-year-old mother who's having a pacemaker placed in today. God, you be there. Be there, Lord, with the doctors, the nurses, the caretakers. Be there with David. Give him peace. I thank you for our son who's concerned for his mother. I thank you, God, that he was concerned enough to even voice it to Mother Blackwell. So bless them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Strengthen them now during this time. Bless them as only you can in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Now, God, as Minister Brenda Terrell and her cousin Antoinette are traveling down the road together, you be in that car, Lord. Let your joy radiate in that car as they are traveling together to their family reunion. Let that family reunion be just that, a time where the family is coming together to love up on each other, to enjoy each other, to fellowship, have food and fun. Bless them, God. Bless them in Jesus' name. Help them to remember all of the sacrifices that their ancestors made so that they could be living the life that they are living today. Keep them, Lord Jesus, as they are celebrating each other. Now, God, we pray for Antoinette's brother, Darnell, and also for her daughter, Anicia. Bless them in Jesus' name, we pray. We love you, we thank you, and we know that you are God who can do anything. And do it, Lord, for in Jesus' name. God, we know that cancer is a name. Faye has already dealt with cancer before. And successfully walked out saying, I'm healed. You are God who can do anything. As Shirley Caesar said, you will do it again. You can do it again. You can do it again, God. Do it again in a big way. Do it such a way this time that it will never come back again. She will never be plagued with this thing, for it must bow down completely to the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that says you took every disease, every ailment to the cross. You took every sickness to the cross, and it was nailed there. The devil would like for us to believe that you did not come out victoriously, but you did, God.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for victory today in the life of Miss Alice Faye Sykes. We thank you, and we give you the glory for it now. We thank you, and we give you the glory for it now. And for all of those who have been suffering from this cancer, we ask, God, complete healing in Jesus' name. Now, God, we pray this morning for the Cheek family as they lay to rest Andrew this weekend. We ask, God, that you bless them, that you fill the void that Andrew will leave in their hearts, that you, God, will give peace in that service, and that somebody will be saved as a result of coming and seeing that age really doesn't make a difference in death. We need to be ready as soon as we know that we can be ready. So help us to get our children ready for you, helping them to understand the love that you have for us at an early age. We pray now for Mother Jessie. Don't know where she is, God, but you know all things. Your eyes are everywhere, beholding the good and the bad. And so, God, we ask that wherever she is, that goodness is coming into her life. And, God, we ask that you will bless her, strengthen her, keep her. I know that this has been a difficult time for her as she saw them celebrating Abraham's Day, the day that her daughter founded 3 years ago. God, you step up to the plate and you bless, you strengthen, you keep, you deliver, you set free. Now, for everybody that is on the fast, everybody who has turned their plate down, everybody who has decided that they want to give themselves to you, we ask, God, that you will absolutely bless them on this fast. This is the fifth day. We are halfway there, halfway there. Give us all the tenacity to go through, hallelujah, to see what the end is going to be for all of us, because we are believing that there is something absolutely phenomenal at the end for all of us. God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We magnify you, for you are absolutely awesome. We love you, Lord God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I say to you, TMC family, go out and have a super fantastic weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. And pray for all of us who are on the fast. If you're not, and if you're on the fast, stay on the fast. Call me if you need me. I get some calling saying, just pray for me now. I'm feeling a little weak. That's okay to feel weak, but I'm here to help you so that you not fall and flounder. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.